Hello, I'm Father Joe Roche from the Marian Fathers of the Immaculate Conception. Thank you for joining us as we continue with our year-long journey reading the diary of St. Maria Faustina Kowalska from beginning to end. Today we take up from where we left off, beginning with diary entry number 1088. Sudden return of health. After I had written a letter to Father Sopochko on Sunday, April 11th, I suddenly became so very ill that I did not send that letter, but waited for a clear sign of God's will. However, my health got so bad that I had to go to bed. The coughing racked me so much that it seemed to me that, if this repeats a few more times, it will surely be the end of me. On April 14th, I felt so bad that I barely managed to get up to assist at Holy Mass. I felt much worse than I did at the time they sent me for treatment. There was wheezing, and there were rattling noises in my lungs and strange pains. When I received Holy Communion, I didn't know why. It was as if something was urging me to this prayer, and I began to pray in this manner. Jesus, may your pure and healthy blood circulate in my ailing organism, and may your pure and healthy body transform my weak body, and may a healthy and vigorous life throb within me, if it is truly your holy will that I should set about the work in question, and this will be a clear sign of your holy will for me. As I was praying in this way, I suddenly felt as if something were jolting my whole organism, and in an instant I felt completely well. My breath is clear, as if there had never been anything the matter with my lungs, and I feel no pain, and this is a sign for me that I should set about the work. And this happened on the last day of my novena to the Holy Spirit. After this return to health, I found myself united with the Lord Jesus in a purely spiritual way. Jesus gave me strong assurances, that is, he confirmed me in respect to his demands. I remained close to the Lord Jesus all that day and talked with him about the details concerning that congregation. Jesus infused my soul with power and courage to act. Now I understand that if the Lord demands something of a soul, he gives it the means to carry it out, and through grace he makes it capable of doing this. So even if the soul is utterly miserable at the Lord's command, it can undertake things beyond its expectation, because this is the sign by which it can be known that the Lord is with that soul. If God's power and strength, which make the soul courageous and valiant, is manifest within it. As for myself, I am always, at first, a bit frightened at the Lord's greatness, but afterwards my soul is filled with profound peace, which nothing can disturb, as well as an inner strength to do what the Lord is demanding of at that particular moment. Then I heard these words, "Go, tell the superior that you are in good health." I neither know nor ask how long it will remain in good health. I only know that I am enjoying good health at present. The future does not belong to me. I asked for this health as evidence of God's will, and not in order to seek relief from my suffering. April 16th, 1937. Today, as God's majesty swept over me, my soul understood that the Lord, so very great though he is, delights in humble souls. The more a soul humbles itself, the greater the kindness with which the Lord approaches it, uniting himself closely with it. He raises it to his very throne. Happy is the soul whom the Lord himself defends. I have come to know that only love is of any value. Love is greatness. Nothing, no works, can compare with a single act of pure love of God. O Jesus, shield me with your mercy, and also judge me leniently, or else your justice may rightly damn me. Here St. Faustina writes a letter to Father Sopochko. She then becomes extremely ill. She thought this would be the end of her life. She was inspired then to pray a prayer of healing so that it would be a sign that she should go forward with her work of founding the new community. Jesus heard her prayer, and she was miraculously cured. It happened on the last day of a novena to the Holy Spirit. Jesus reassured Faustina that she should go forward with her work. He gave her power and courage to act. She learned that if Jesus asks us to do something, he will then give us the means with which to do it. Jesus told Faustina to tell her superior that she was in good health. She didn't know how long it would last, but she lived in the present moment and was obedient. Faustina learned the importance of remaining humble. This draws the Lord to us. Faustina prays to be shielded by God's mercy, that God would judge her leniently. She knows that to whom much is given, much is expected.